Bevakama chapter 4, Mishnah 3, Shor Shel Yisrael, Shenagach Shor Shel Hekdesh. If a bull belonging to an Israelite gores a bull belonging to the temple, or the other way around, Vashel Hekdesh Shenagach Lishor Shel Yisrael, or a bull belonging to the temple gores the bull of an Israelite, Patur. So in all of these cases, there's no payment made, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Shmos 21:35, brings it over here, Shor Ra'ehu, it refers to the bull as another's bull. Shor Ra'ehu, that word Ra'ehu means that it belongs to another person. The law shall hektish, and it's not a temple. So it's almost like a gezeras hakasuv, right? It's a decree of the Torah that we only talk in damages when each bull is owned by a person, not when one of them is owned by the temple. Next case, Shoshal Yisrael Shinagach Lishoshal Nochri. If a bull owned by a Jew gores a bull owned by a non-Jew, patur, you exempt from paying. And why? Because he brings over here, he quotes the Rambam, that they don't obligate each other in damages, the non-Jews, for animals that cause damage. So we're going to adjudicate in accordance with their laws. We're not going to make payment in terms of our laws. And v'shel noichri shenagach l'shoshe Yisrael, if you've got a bull of a noichri, of a non-Jew, that gores the bull of a Yisrael, bein tam, bein muad, v'shalem nezek shalem. Whether if it is a tam or a muad, we're going to make that non-Jewish owner pay full damages. And why is he going to pay full damages? So again, he brings the Rambam that it's a fine for the non-Jews. They're not careful to guard their animals, and therefore, if their animals gore, we fine them and we make them pay more damages.